This interview was produced for Red Eye, a 3-hour current affairs program on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
Several weeks ago, thousands of people from around the world traveled to Venezuela to participate in the International Solidarity Gathering in support of the Bolivarian Revolution. The gathering was held on the third anniversary of the U.S.-backed coup that briefly removed Hugo Chavez from office before the Venezuelan people rose up and reinstated their popularly elected leader. And I'm joined in the studio now by Angelica Gutierrez, and she's a member of the Vancouver Internationalist Bolivarian Circle, Bob Everton. Angelica recently returned from Venezuela, where she helped organize the gathering. Well, welcome and back to Vancouver.
Thank you.
And to the studio, Angelica.
Thanks.
What were the goals of the international gathering?
Well, the goals were to expand on what had already happened 3 years before. So this was the third international gathering, but it wasn't to be a massive event. It was mainly to solidify and open up new channels and new avenues for people who had not been there before, to solidify, like I said, to strengthen the revolution, but to give it a new perspective and specifically touch on specific topics that the revolution has already been working on for the last 6 years. The slogan of this gathering was to learn from the world and to share the experiences of what Venezuela has been doing.
So it was a real interchange of
very
experiences.
Much, very okay. much an interchange.
So you mentioned there were a number of topics. What were those topics that the gathering focused upon?
Well, this was the first time that the international gathering was decentralized. So before, it had always been, the first year was the massive, you know, thousands of people came, where huge personalities were there. Evo Morales were there, Blanca Chancoso, Ebe de Bonafini, Shafiq Handel from the FMLN. So the big politicians and big personalities of Latin America, political personalities, came to Venezuela the first year because it was we're celebrating the first year of the return of the constitutional thread that had been interrupted for a few days. So the second year, I guess it just kind of, you know, it continued on. But the third year, we wanted to make it, or they, at least the president and those who were in charge of the organizing as well, wanted it to be as significant as the first one, but not in the sense of big personalities to come. So the reason why they did it decentralized was that so that the revolution could be shared from all aspects, because the revolution is happening everywhere in Venezuela, not only in Caracas. So it was decided that they would have specific workshops in different areas of the country. Of course, it was also logistically we tried to think about places that were not as far, but also those who had the infrastructure and the conditions to host, you know, thousands of people. There were 8 different workshops. One was the agricultural aspect, or to view and review and to analyze and look at different aspects of agriculture, people and habitat and housing was one of the other topics. The role of workers in the management of industries or of companies, participation, citizen participation at the local level, sovereignty and communication sovereignty was also democracy and communication sovereignty was one of the other topics. The leading role of indigenous and Afro descendants, the women's movement, looking at how women have been taking an active role in this process, and education, social justice, and human rights. So there were 8 major topics.
So give me an idea of the people who were invited, the kind of experience that the Venezuelan people wanted to hear about and to exchange their ideas, because it matched some of the things that the Venezuelan people are struggling to transform in their country.
Exactly. For example, in the agricultural table, there were people who do what are they called? Environmentally safe farming. For example, the habitat and housing, architects who have different techniques, who are able to use the materials that are in that environment. They can use the adobe, for example, or straw to build homes in terms of habitat.
What about workers' management?
Workers' management, there were people who... There's one professor from Vancouver, Michael Leibovitz, who has done some incredible work investigative work in Cuba, and also who had a presentation on the co-management that occurred in the former Yugoslavia. So that was one of the presentations in the workers' management workshop. People from outside of Venezuela, who experts in those specific fields, in the communications field, for example, educators, Peter McLaren, who is an educator from Canada as well, guru in Latin America in the education field, was also one of the guests in the... So I think what the organizers wanted to do was, and those who coordinated the workshops, wanted to have major personalities in the fields, in the specific fields that they who had not been to Venezuela before. So 80% of the people, or 85% of the guests and panelists who came to Venezuela, to this gathering, had never been to Venezuela before. So in terms of expanding the horizons and expanding new people in new ways of looking at Venezuela, it was completely achieved. We believe that it was achieved.
And what about going to these decentralized, so for different parts of the country? I assume that, but correct me if I'm wrong, that the issues that were more focal point of struggle and experience in a part of the country became the area where that topic was discussed. And did that work out?
Logistically, it was a big challenge to move hundreds of people from Caracas, at least because all the internationalists arrived into Caracas, and then from there we had to move them, we had to transport them to the different states and the different cities in the states. So that was a big challenge, and some of it was achieved and some of it was not achieved. The purpose of it was to show what was happening, and also to show the internationalists what was occurring, or the ideal or the model experiences that were occurring, that are occurring in Venezuela. For example, in the land workshop, agricultural workshop, people were shown or were taken to cooperatives, where the cooperatives are functioning in a good way, and they're how can I'm still trying to look for the word. Agricultural that is organic farming, and so they...
You've been so long in the Spanish culture now.
endogenous, like self-sustained production. So where there is cooperatives that are working well in that field, that was shown. In the communications field, to go to a specific radio stations or community radio stations that are very much involved in the process and that have given space to the people around them. So that was the main purpose of decentralizing and to show that the model, those specific model examples of what is happening in Venezuela.
You mentioned community radio stations. Were there people from involved in community non-commercial radio who came from other countries to share their experience in that?
We had pre-registered about 1,200 people. And one of the biggest workshops was the communications workshop. There were about 300 pre-registered participants, and then those who register on the day of the encuentro when it started, and those who came afterwards. So that workshop had about 500 people participate.
Wow.
Internationally, there were people from Mexico in general. At the communications table, I know there were people from San Francisco. The biggest delegation was from Colombia because of the proximity. But the second biggest delegation was from Canada, which was a great thing. And the president acknowledged it publicly at the inaugural event that Canada's delegation was the second largest to the Colombian.
That's amazing.
It was about over 35 people. So it was a great, great turnout. And so people from all over the world, mainly South America, but a lot of people from the United States, from Europe, Switzerland. There was one compañero from Turkey, which was, it reached every corner of the world, which was great.
What do you think were the most important outcomes of the conference?
I think the objectives were achieved in terms of expanding the solidarity network towards Venezuela, and also to demystify and to the misinformation that there is. I think that there's still a lot of misinformation, and the media is so strong, and not only outside of Venezuela but within Venezuela. It's a huge challenge to counteract the media smothering campaign against the government. So I think that it had reached all of the country, and that was achieved. To be able to say to Venezuela, we're here, the world has come again to witness what Venezuela is doing, and it's not just in Caracas, it's everywhere. It surpassed all numbers that we expected in terms of participation. The education workshop, which was in Barinas, which is President Chavez's father's father is the governor of Barinas, and they're both educators. So the education table was held there, or the education workshop was held there for symbolical reasons. And more than 4,000 people participated in that workshop. So I think that the objectives were met in terms of telling Venezuela that the world is watching still, and also the world to say Venezuela is very much alive, and strengthening the network and solidarity network towards Venezuela.
Well, thank you for your work in that conference, and thank you for coming in this morning,
Angelica.
I've been speaking with Angelica Gutierrez. She's a member of the Vancouver International Bolivarian Circle, Bob Everton. And, of course, if you stay tuned and are a regular listener of America Latina Al Día, you'll hear her voice and contribution there, too.
Red Eye is produced by an independent media collective and airs on Vancouver Cooperative Radio. You can hear the program from 9 until noon Pacific Time, streaming live at cooperadio.org.